Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know if you saw that the Homeland Security, based on reports from CBN, are purchasing huge quantities of ammunition and these armored tankers. Listen to CBN. We'll be right back.
Story we've got for you is like something out of science fiction. Long trains full of armored vehicles, personnel carriers with armor. What are they for? The Army going into battle against the enemy? They're used by Homeland Security against us. Ronald Reagan said the most fearful statement in the English language is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
Oh boy, I totally agree.
Well, imagine what Homeland Security is doing. It's just awful. But we're going to talk about how much ammunition they're stockpiling. Who are they going to shoot? Us? Terry.
Well, these moves are coming as people are also asking about how drones might be used in the skies above America. Jennifer Wishon has the story from Washington.
As private gun and ammunition sales skyrocket, Uncle Sam is buying too, in bulk. The Department of Homeland Security is purchasing 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, enough ammo for 24 years of the Iraq War. The department says it will be used for training and arming Border Patrol and other law enforcement agents. But the agency's buying spree is fueling sinister theories that have gone viral. Some predict a government arms race against Americans. In a letter, California Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and 13 of his colleagues asked Secretary Janet Napolitano why ammunition purchases on such an astonishing scale are taking place. And as the Obama administration works to ban so-called assault rifles and high-capacity magazines, LaMalfa questions the agency's timing. The extraordinary level of ammunition purchases made by Homeland Security, he writes, seems to have created an extreme shortage of ammunition to the point where many gun owners are unable to purchase any. At least one federal official says buying in bulk makes sense because it's cheaper. And some Homeland Security training centers go through 15 million rounds a year. The National Rifle Association addressed the rumors and concerns and concluded there isn't any reason for worry. There are more than enough threats to the Second Amendment to keep gun owners busy. There's no need to invent additional threats to our rights. But it is easy for many people to question the government. According to a recent poll from Pew Research, 73% have little confidence in the government, and more than half of Americans say the government is a threat to their rights.
Adding to the mistrust of some Americans is the increasing expectation that drones will soon pepper American airspace over homes and businesses. Drone technology becomes more stealth every day as state governments and Congress scramble to find ways to protect privacy and ensure Americans they won't become targets of armed drones on American soil.
The president says, I haven't killed anyone yet. He goes on to say, and I have no intention of killing Americans, but I might.
Senator Rand Paul became a hero of sorts to many when he drew attention to the president's policy of using drones with his famous filibuster of the confirmation of now CIA Director John Brennan. Paul wanted assurances that the federal government wouldn't use them to fire upon Americans on American soil.
Are we so complacent with our rights that we would allow a president to say he might kill Americans?
Now lawmakers from both parties are debating how to use drones. They're trying to balance the benefits, like finding missing persons, against potential costs, like the government watching you without you ever knowing it.
There really is a subjective element of harm to living in a society where you feel like you're under surveillance.
So presumably at some point you could have one the size of a mosquito that has a battery that operates for weeks, and you could have a mosquito following you around and not be aware of it.
There are already images online of a mosquito drone being developed by the National Security Agency and them trying to figure out what technology they can put on it to make small enough to put on it.
It's uncharted territory that has many Americans on edge and suspicious about their government's motives. Jennifer Wishon, CBN News.
Amazing. Listen up.
It's amazing that the Homeland Security is letting the border guards not get overtime, and therefore there's certain gaps in our security fence that lets undocumented workers come across the border from Mexico. But at the same time, they're buying huge amounts. I mean, you see the pictures of these personnel carriers, armed combat-type personnel carriers on railroad cars lined up by the hundreds. And you say, who are they going to fight against? Who are they going to fight against? We're the taxpayers. We're the people.
It's a government by the people and for the people. You're listening to VFN Radio, and I want to be able to I mean, think about it. The purpose of the government is to protect us. And so obviously one or two things are going on is they're sensing. I mean, you can't tell a whole nation if there's, I mean, if you have, if they just kind of made this some announcement without any orchestration, chaos would happen. Mm-hmm. But if they feel like danger is about to happen to our country, they're going to prepare for it. Homeland Security is going to prepare for what they perceive is going to be danger. And so when you start seeing these signs, you know, a prudent man sees danger and prepares, but a fool doesn't and suffers for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening is they're preparing for what they perceive danger is about to happen to our nation. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what we don't know is, are we the danger, you know, is because they're Homeland Security, or do they see infiltration of somebody coming into our country that wants to do us harm? And the purpose and the sworn oath of office of our president and our Congress and representatives and all is to protect the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic, which the Constitution protects us under God. But when you start seeing your neighbor stockpile weapons and armored tanks and you live in the same country and you start worrying, say, I'm a little concerned about this, you know, what's going to happen to that? Now,
not your neighbor, the actual government.
And what is the response? What is a biblical response? Well, some of the things that we've seen in a dream now, mind you, in a dream, we have not seen this in the natural sense, is that martial law coming down on America. Now, listen, since the time of President George Washington, martial law has always been a tool of the president, and it's something that you do use when things get chaotic to be able to help people not be destroyed and get people in their houses.
Mm-hmm.
So martial law in itself is not wrong. But I saw martial law coming in. I saw the soldiers. I saw people being put into like secure areas and different things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it could mean to protect them, or vice versa. Don't know. You know, God's going to begin. But know this: you don't know God. You need to know Him. Understand. Yeah. It doesn't matter where we are as believers. It doesn't matter what our type of government is as believers. Understand that it's another kingdom, the kingdom of God, and it's not about kingdoms of men. It's in our heart. God's in our heart. It's a kingdom in our heart. It's time for us to wake up and be the church. And we're supposed to pray for those in authority over us. We're supposed to go the extra mile with someone. We're not supposed to hurt people because we want our tax structure different. We're supposed to be able to care for people. You know, and what we wouldn't do by choice, maybe God's doing by force. We shouldn't just slam the gavel down on health care. Understand, we shouldn't just say nobody should come over our borders. Listen, God says, welcome the alien. We got to back up and find out what is God saying to the church, not what God's saying to America or to other nations out there. What is He saying to the church? Because we're supposed to be known by our love for each other. We're supposed to be known that we're willing to go the extra mile if we're asked to do something. We need to get back in and surpass this statistic that says 81% of the people who profess to be believers aren't even reading the word and knowing what to do. It's time to wake up, church.
Yeah.
It's happening. It's all coming to pass just like God said. And understand that in this life, you will have troubles, but cheer up. Jesus Christ has overcome this world. You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.